Chapter 9. Surprising News. The next morning, Julie woke up early and went to find Sir Kimber. She approached the balloon safari desk and saw a pretty young lady there.
"Good morning," said Julie. "Where's Sir Kimber?"
"Sir Kimber is not here today," the young lady said.
"Are you his friend?"
"No, yes. When will he return?" Julie asked.
"I don't know," she said. Then she said quietly, "Sir Kimber won't return. He isn't working here anymore."
"Oh no," Julie thought. "Did he lose his job because of what happened yesterday? I must talk to Mason."
Mason was in an important meeting. Julie waited a long time before she could talk to him. Finally, he called her into his office. He was not very friendly to her, which wasn't very surprising after her phone call to the police.
"Yes, Miss O'Neill, how can I help you?"
"Mr. Mason, why isn't Sir Kimber working at the balloon safari desk?" Julie asked.
"He did something very dangerous yesterday," Mason answered impatiently. "It's against the rules to land a balloon in the middle of the reserve, especially in an area full of trees."
"But Mr. Mason, Sir Kimber wasn't responsible for that," said Julie. "I was responsible. I heard an elephant and asked him to go lower, and then we crashed into a tree."
"Miss O'Neill, please don't tell me how to manage my hotel. You've caused enough problems here in the few days since you arrived. I know you wanted to see elephants on your safari, but I can't help you. Now, I'm very busy and I must ask you to leave."
Julie wanted to help Sir Kimber, but she couldn't think of anything else to say. She looked at Mason's angry face and knew it was useless to try. She opened the door and walked out of his office without saying another word. Julie spent the rest of the morning packing in her room. She was leaving the reserve on the afternoon bus to Nairobi. From there, she was going to take a taxi to the airport and catch her 9 o'clock flight to Ireland. The safari was finished, and it had been a wonderful holiday. She was sorry it was time to leave. "I'm sure Mason isn't sorry it's time for me to leave," she thought. Julie thought about the sweet baby elephant. Was it already in a nice orphanage? She decided to call the ranger's office and ask about the baby elephant. Maybe she could even rent a car and drive to see it before she left the hotel. Julie found the number and phoned the ranger's office. The phone rang many times before someone finally answered.
"Hello?"
It was a woman's voice.
"Hi, is this the ranger's office in the Maasai Nature Reserve?" Julie asked.
"Yes, it is," said the woman. "How can I help you?"
"I'm calling to ask about the baby elephant," Julie asked. "Did Ben take it to an orphanage?"
"Ben? Who's Ben?" asked the woman.
"Ben, the ranger," Julie said patiently.
"I'm sorry, I'm the ranger here, and my name is not Ben. And I don't know anything about a baby elephant," the woman said.
Julie thanked the woman and said goodbye. She sat on her bed for a long time thinking. "How can this be?" she thought. "If Ben isn't the ranger, who is he? Why did he lie to me? And what's happened to the baby elephant?" Suddenly, it became clear to Julie. Ben and Mason obviously knew each other, and Mason knew that Ben wasn't the park ranger. They were working together. They were both involved in elephant poaching. But something was strange. What about her phone conversation with the policeman? He knew about the dead elephant from Mason. How? Unless... unless he wasn't really a policeman. Maybe Ben pretended to call the police, but he was really phoning another number. The man with the Australian accent was not a policeman. She was sure of that now. Wow, Julie thought. They played a trick on me, and I believed every word. Now Julie was determined to stop them. But how? She needed evidence. Maybe there was something in Mason's office. There must be information there that could prove he was involved. Papers, notes, Ben's phone number. Anything could be helpful. She must get into his office. I'm crazy, Julie said to herself. But she was too excited to care. She wasn't afraid. Well, maybe a little.